In this bulletin, Australia joins other nations in backing Venezuela's opposition leader, Juan Guaidó. Further concerns raised over the government's My Health record, and Adelaide United narrowly defeat the Central Coast Mariners in the A-League. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Chapman-Ross. The Australian government has recognised Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaidó as the country's interim leader following the US, the UK and France. Venezuela has sunk into turmoil under President Nicolas Maduro with ongoing food shortages and daily protests amid an economic and political crisis. In a statement, Minister for Foreign Affairs Maurice Payne has said Australia will support Mr Guaidó until elections are called. Earlier, Mr. Maduro rejected an ultimatum by European nations to call elections within 8 days. The family of an Australian scientist and her sister murdered in Argentina say they're shocked to hear of their deaths. University of New England Professor Lily Pereg and her sister Piria Sarusi of Israel were found dead on Saturday near the city of Mendoza. They were found on a lot beside the home of Ms. Sarusi's son Gilad Pereg, who has been arrested. The two women vanished about 2 weeks ago after they reportedly went to Mendoza to visit Mr. Pereg, who had lived in Argentina for a decade. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade is providing consular assistance to the family as an investigation continues. Philippine authorities have vowed to destroy those behind the twin bombings at a church in the country's south that's left 20 people dead and over 80 injured. Security officials say the first bomb went off inside Jolo Island's Catholic Cathedral during Sunday Mass. The second occurred shortly afterwards in the cathedral's car park as government forces were trying to help those injured by the first bomb. The head of the Catholic Church, Pope Francis, has condemned the attack.
A Cristo y a la Virgen también encomendamos las víctimas del atentado terrorista.
We ask Christ and the Virgin for the victims of the terrorist attack that took place this Sunday in the Philippines while Mass was taking place. I reiterate my most firm rejection to this episode of violence that spreads mourning to this Christian community.
A esta comunidad cristiana.
IS has claimed responsibility for the bombings. Just 3 days out from My Health Record scheme going live, concerns are being raised over its purpose and safety. The medical association, Doctors Reform Society, wants the system to be overhauled altogether over concerns such as private data being made available for commercial purposes. It's despite the original deadline being extended from last November to January 31 by Health Minister Greg Hunt over privacy fears. Doctors Reform Society isn't convinced the system is up to scratch. And President Dr. Tim Woodruff says many issues raised by a Senate inquiry into the scheme haven't been adequately addressed.
The opt-out process should be indefinitely postponed until they have a system that is likely to be useful to patients, useful to doctors, saving lives across the country, which has got the idea has got that capacity. And the government should recognise that they are rushing something for political purposes.
To football, and Marco Kurz believes Adelaide United have passed a significant test of character after the club's final moments victory over Central Coast Mariners last night. United defeated the Mariners 2-1, leaving the Mariners at the bottom of the A-League ladder. But it didn't always look that way, with the Reds waiting until the 92nd minute to score the winning goal. Coach Marco Kurz says he's pleased with the way his side turned the game around.
I'm very proud about the boys, about the attitude. At the end, it was very important to jump over the hurdle. And I think the second half was with a lot of pressure, with a lot of belief.
Meanwhile, Perth Glory defeated the Newcastle Jets 2-0. Let's check out the weather for today. It's sunny in Perth, 35. Much the same for Adelaide, 31. Also sunny in Melbourne, 31. Hot and sunny in Hobart, 30 degrees. A shower or two for Canberra, also 30. Showers clearing for Wollongong, 24 degrees. Much the same for Sydney in 27. Also 27 and cloudy in Newcastle. In Brisbane, partly cloudy in 33. In Cairns, a possible storm with heavy rain, 27 degrees. In Darwin, showers with a possible storm, 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.